Good news of the kingdom of God. Good news of the Messiah. Why the good news? We were designed to be dependent on God, not independent. If we rebelled against God, he warned us that we would die and be separated from him for eternity. We and those before us rebelled, thus we were separated from God for eternity. This caused an inner void in each person, God void, where we have this sadness, emptiness, and lack of meaning. Some try to fill this void with work, religion, money, and fame. Some try to escape the reality with drugs and meditation. Who can help us from our deprived state? In the interim, clean animals were sacrificed to cover people's sin so that God would hear them, but it could never get rid of their sin. With sin came the consequences of sin now on earth, and also after death. No matter how many righteous works we did, they were but filthy rags before him. Mankind was doomed for eternity, for all have sinned, and fallen short of coming into the manifested presence of God, for there is none righteous, no, not one. What is the good news? Now because God is rich in love and mercy, he knew we couldn't help ourselves, so he executed the plan to reconcile us back into his manifested presence for eternity, good news of the kingdom. His manifested presence is experienced only in his kingdom, heaven's influence on earth. Therefore we come declaring, kingdom of heaven is at hand. The access to the kingdom of God is not physical but spiritual, and one day the spiritual will physically reign over the entire earth with Yeshua as king. What is this plan of God? God had to get rid of our rebellion, sin, pay for the consequences, separation from him, empower us to live holy lives, God in and with us, and finally conquer our physical death with immortality in order to reinstate the original plan of God in the Garden of Eden. There was only one who could do this, his son, Yeshua, so God gave us his son. He spoke about his coming from the beginning. The good news of the Messiah is that Yeshua paid the price for us because we couldn't. He suffered God's wrath for our sin, and his blood paid the price to remove our sin. His death on the cross paid for our separation from God. Because he was sinless, death couldn't hold him, and he took the keys of Hades and death so that it no longer has power over those who die. He was resurrected on the third day, so that we may believe he is Lord, the one sent from God. This act of believing in Yeshua empowers him to act on our behalf to get us into his kingdom, his manifested presence. He was resurrected physically so that one day our bodies will be resurrected. However, until then, when we die or go in the rapture, we will instantly be with him in heaven until the new earth. Those who reject God's plan will remain in their sin, and the wrath of God abides on them forever. Yeshua declared, "For if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes unto the Father, but through me behold. I stand over the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter unto him and will dine with him, and he with me." How to access the good news? What must we do to enter? It starts with confessing with your mouth Lord Yeshua Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You will be saved, then. Repent of your rebellion against God and his son, Yeshua. But there is a condition in receiving God's forgiveness. We are to forgive others. Be fully baptized in water, in the authority of Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, to wash away your sins. Based on the above, you will receive the gift from God's Holy Spirit. He will dwell in you in order to conform you into the image of the Messiah, where you will start calling God, Father, Abba, and walk righteously. Now would live out salvation with trembling and fear. Simply put, imitate the Messiah. Have a personal relationship with God as your heavenly Father, get to know him. Live Yeshua's righteousness, including keeping the Ten Commandments, plus a new one Yeshua added. Be baptized in Holy Spirit. This is for witnessing the good news to others. For the kingdom of God is not in word but in power. How do you receive this baptism? By asking your heavenly Father, by being unified in the Messiah with other believers and desiring to witness Yeshua to others, by receiving the good news and immediately responding to it, Acts 10 verses 44 to 46, or by being laid hands on by those who are baptized in Holy Spirit. Now we are equipped to go into all the world and preach the good news to every creature with power. As you go, declare, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Set people free so they see the benefits of the good news of the kingdom. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. These signs will follow those who believe in him. Make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, that name is Yeshua Jesus. Teaching them to observe all things that Yeshua has commanded his disciples. As you do remember Yeshua's words, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I am with you always, even to the end of the age.